In time, the black light washout. In time, the manor made of wheat bans bread. The castle made of cotton finds its master dangling, suspended like a chosen goat by entangled fibers. The train that once traveled far into the yonder of bronze horizons is hijacked by the idiot brigand of time, who finds that the rails lead to ever stiller and stiller towns, to hollower and hollower houses. With sufficient blossoming, ripening, the fact that fruit falls, rots, leaves brown and fall, is forgotten for a moment. The wind, in appeal, responds by converting the forgetters into ambulating shrines of things forgotten. Bone and flesh temples to the autumnal reduction and the hibernal shrinking of will. In time, the spark becomes a flame, becomes a blaze, wherein are incinerated all pretenders of scintillance. In time arrives a wave whence all that rolls unfolds limber and opaque, whence all that falls crashes clear and inchoate, whence all that rots floats still, inviolate. The all of time forms a sea, wherein the fluid that frees does indeed drown, wherein the silence that caresses does happen to madden, wherein the liberty of inversion makes of sand the clouds, throwing sky aground. Beyond time there is a night, now, where all that flows glows darker than the dark, where all that shines shows the silhouette of naught, where all that shimmers reflects an essence, vacuous, nutritious, stark.